Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Justin Streckel from Normal.
Hi there. My name is Justin Streckel, and I'm the political director for Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws. And my responsibilities are to help guide both our federal and state-specific legislative priorities, as well as serve as the organization's registered lobbyist.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, find out a little bit more about that. We reached out to our friends at Normal, like we do quite often in the past, to find out a little bit more on this topic, because they are quite honestly experts when it comes to this topic. So first of all, give us the brief overview of what is going on with the Congressional Cannabis Caucus.
Thank you so very much for having me, and happy to talk about it. So the Congressional Cannabis Caucus officially formed just a couple weeks ago, and it really represents a milestone for our movements inching closer to ending federal marijuana prohibition. For years now, there has been an informal marijuana working group working on the Hill to coordinate legislation, you know, when it's going to be introduced, getting co-sponsors, that sort of thing. But you know, there are so many issues on the Hill that have their own official caucus, and marijuana was not one of them. So this represents a significant turning point where members of Congress came together from both parties and rolled this out with two co-chairs from each party, and are now going to be taking it in a much more serious and much more public approach to addressing these issues.
Do you know who's on it?
Yeah. So all of which represent legalized states. On the Republican side, we have Congressman Rohrabacher of California and Congressman Young of Alaska. And then on the Democratic side, we have Congressman Blumenauer of Oregon and Tolis of Colorado. And, you know, for years, these congressmen have truly been champions on marijuana policy. You know, it's the famous Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment is what was passed in 2014 as part of the appropriations process to protect the state that had legalized medical marijuana programs, and to protect them from the Department of Justice using federal resources to enforce prohibition against the dispensaries. And we're looking forward to working with Congressman Polis in supporting the Polis-McClintock Amendment, which will be coming up for debate this time around. Again, just 2 years ago, it only failed by 12 votes. And what that would do is it would prevent the federal government from being able to use resources to go to enforce prohibition in states that have chosen to legalize marijuana. So, you know, while these things are not permanent fixes, they are part of the appropriations process, which needs to get done annually. You know, we now see with an official cannabis caucus, which we're looking forward to more members being announced as part of it in the near future. You know, we're expecting this to be a nonpartisan issue and something that legislators are going to approach with level-headed thinking, you know, to really end prohibition that's been going on for far too long for a substance that is significantly less harmful than alcohol or tobacco.
So if we're going to kind of like bullet point the Congressional Caucus, Cannabis Caucus, decriminalization or ending of the prohibition of, my understanding was it sounded like recreational cannabis. Is that true, or is there a medical side to this too, or a hemp side? I guess, is it just for the recreational side of things for the plant, or is it other elements?
Well, the caucus has a fairly broad scope, where their mission is to bring federal policy to not be in conflict with state policy when it comes to marijuana. Or hemp. And broadly what that means is, and this is a way that we can allow the political space, if you will, for Republicans and Democrats to come together. If you know, in my home state of Ohio, we have decriminalization. We have a very narrow medical marijuana scope. So, you know, would the federal government under Roybacher Farr be able to enforce prohibition against medical dispensaries? No. As long as Roybacher Farr stays in place. But, you know, should my home state choose to legalize adult use marijuana, then obviously the Justice Department under Jeff Sessions, who has recently announced that he intends to ramp up federal enforcement, would be able to go in and shut down businesses and go after those who are seeking to enjoy their newfound rights. So again, the main focus of the caucus is to reduce the disparity and as they say, quote, ease the tension between federal and state policy, and bringing together, you know, socially conscious Democrats who believe that, you know, if you want to smoke a little pot, that's fine, along with, you know, very conservative Republicans who adhere to a states' rights argument, and they like to champion that states are the laboratories of democracy, and, you know, allow states and their home state lawmakers the flexibility and autonomy to be able to set their own states' policies. So, again, you know, normal's position, we are for legalization. We believe that you as an adult have the right to make the decision for yourself. And we are very encouraged by the formation of the caucus.
So how can people help? Normal, obviously, you guys do a lot of activism as well as being a resource for the industry. Is there some way that people can reach out to their congressional people, whether it be their House of Representative or whether it be the Senate? Are you guys doing anything at your website that allows a facilitation of this? Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Absolutely, and that's a great, and thank you for asking, because now I get to make the pitch. On our website, normal.org/act, the second or third action alert is to immediately send an email. We pre-wrote it. If, you know, any of your listeners want to edit a little bit, tell their own personal stories about why they want their members of Congress to join the caucus, you can do it in about 20 seconds. You can contact your member of Congress. Another great thing, take the next step. Call your member. You know, right now we live in a very interesting political climate with a lot more people feeling empowered to use their voices, be it calling their member of Congress, showing up in their district offices to speak with the staff, or, I mean, even where the hard date has yet to be announced. We're still working on the final details, but we're going to be doing a national lobby day in the fall. So if you want to come and take part as part of our lobby day, please do. More information will be coming out on that shortly, so please make sure, have your listeners sign up for our email list once we announce that. But yeah, we're looking to recruit more members for this caucus. The more elected officials who are willing to step forward and put their name out publicly saying, I am for sensible policies from the federal government pertaining to marijuana, the more we will continue to build.
To listen to the full-length interview with Justin Streckel from Normal, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So now the sharks in the water, babe, they think you're pretty sweet. No, they're never gonna get you with the big old pearly teeth.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Well, you're my surfboard, baby. Let me be your boogeyman.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
Baby, let me be your man, oh man.
Tiffany Steiner, MBI Energy Services, talking about the hiring blitz you guys have going on.
Hey, Jason. So, yeah, it's really exciting what we're doing. We're doing Meet MBI events out in the public, and we're also doing them at the driver time, not office time. Our next event is March 10th at Super Pumper in Belfield, North Dakota. We'll be there at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., and then also we'll be back at 10:30 to 1 p.m. handing out pop and hot dogs. And in the morning, we'll be doing coffee and donuts. Yeah, so it's next Friday, March 10th, at Super Pumper in Belfield, North Dakota. 5 to 8 a.m., we'll be serving coffee and donuts. And then 10:30 to 1 p.m., we're going to be serving pop and hot dogs, all free. Just come say hi. Come meet the folks at MBI and learn what we have to offer to you. We also offer a sign-on bonus of $500. So just for hiring on with MBI, you get $500. And then once you're hired on, the process is you go through the HR process, and then you go to our world-class training center where they teach you everything from chaining up to backing up to the disposals and all that sort of stuff as well. And then, you know, once you're done with the training center, you go on and you move into your position, and then you have a trainer with you for a while. So to apply, you can go online to mbienergyservices.com, or you can call our recruiters at 701-575-8242, and if you press 5, that'll take you directly to our recruiters to speak to them.
You're my pineapple, baby.